simple place. And out of all the places in the world that Jesus could have gone to start a movement that resulted in a church full of people here tonight because you're interested and curious to know more about him, magnified by millions of times around our world, he started in places like this. It blows my mind to go there, especially in a Greek culture like ours where you expect a movement to start where the politics are or the media is or the wealthy are. Now, there were wealthy people here too, but not by our standards. And Jesus went there, and out of those little towns and villages came his movement, his disciples. By the way, 11 disciples, as far as we know, were Galilean. Some we know for sure. A few are an educated guess, but it appears that 11 were Galilean. Who's the one Judean disciple? Judas. Now think about that for a moment. As a backdrop to who would betray him. Not unexpected from a student of the history of that time period that the one Judean would betray the Galilean. Anyway, I'm not saying that that's why he did it. I'm simply saying that's intriguing. The main industry of Capernaum was stonework, I believe, although there was fishing there as well. But the stonemasons of Capernaum were probably pretty famous for their excellent stonework. One of the main products were food processing equipment, grinders. They find those all over the country because the area around the Sea of Galilee is volcanic. And that black volcano stone made excellent food processors, grinding grain, crushing olives, and grapes as well. And that's what the people made who were in that area. Which is striking to me. This is one that they just found this last summer in Capernaum. They were excavating an area and they found an olive crusher that's rolled around in a circle to crush olives. Jesus was there one time in Capernaum, and I don't know exactly where he was standing, it doesn't say, but as he was teaching, some parents brought their children there for Jesus to bless them. You remember the story well. It annoyed the disciples who were trying to hear every word this rabbi was teaching, so they tried to get the parents to take the kids to the nursery. That's why we have nurseries. Take the kids to the nursery, don't you understand? And Jesus stops in the middle of his lecture, and he says, whoa, wait a minute, hold it. There's a saying that one of my teachers used to use. I forget who even attributed it to. It wasn't his, but he used to say, curriculum is what the teacher plans. Interruption is God's curriculum. A rabbi always grabs the interruption because that's probably God talking. Jesus seemed to as well. So he says, bring the little boy here. They bring the little boy to him, and he makes this teaching. Right? Let me go back. Right? Remember now, he's right on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. The main industry in town is the making of grinders, including those big, let me back up a minute, those big millstones. And Jesus waits till he gets a child, and he says, anybody that causes one of these little ones to stumble, they ought to hang a millstone around his neck, and they ought to throw him in the sea. And the millstone is there, and the sea is there, and the child is there. I'll guarantee you every time those disciples walked by a millstone for the rest of their life, they had a tight feeling on their neck. And that's cool. I love that teaching because it is so powerful for me as a school teacher, although don't ever tell my high school students they're like little kids. But when I see those kids come in, the obligation to God to be faithful to him as best I can is huge. But what I wanted you to see is how Jewish Jesus' teaching was, how often he teaches what's there. He doesn't teach about millstones when he's in Jerusalem. He doesn't teach about the sea when he's in Jerusalem. He teaches about millstones and the sea when he's standing at Capernaum, where the millstones are and where the sea is. It's very much the Jewish way. The dominant thing, of course, in Capernaum is the synagogue, and maybe in a future week we'll do a lesson, a study, God willing, I hope to, on the synagogue and how Jesus' ministry was involved in the synagogue. But let me take you tonight for a half hour to the rabbis, because that was the Galilean system. Well, they had rabbis in Jerusalem, but in many ways the rabbi-disciple model was a Galilean one. Some have argued that it came from Babylon in those recent immigrants who came back there and settled in the Galilee. I don't know that, pardon me, I don't know that for sure, but it appears that that's a good possibility. And Jesus went there, I think, in part because of that rabbi-disciple model. Some people would rather say God made sure the disciple model was there because Jesus was going there. However you look at it, doesn't matter. Now, in Jesus' day, there are a couple of different types of rabbis. And